Hi, and welcome to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this week's episode, sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi Genzyme, we spoke with Dr. Anthony Rossi, a Mohs surgeon at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, about the different types of skin cancer and how individuals can be proactive about screening.
So before we get into the subtypes of the disease, can you just offer general background on how common skin cancer is in the United States?
Skin cancer is one of the most common cancers worldwide, actually. The three main types of skin cancer that we see most often include basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma skin cancers. Basal cell and squamous cell carcinomas are usually lumped together. Those are now called keratinocyte carcinomas. They used to be called non-melanoma skin cancer, but to better characterize them, we are now calling them keratinocyte carcinomas. Basal cell carcinoma is by far the most common type of skin cancer in the United States as well as worldwide. And in 2018, about 3 to 4 million cases of basal cell carcinoma were diagnosed. This is in comparison to squamous cell carcinoma, which had about 1 million cases in 2018. In melanoma, the cases were about 180,000 or so in the United States in 2018. And about 90,000 of those were very early types of melanoma called in situ melanoma. And then about another 90,000 of those were invasive melanomas or deeper penetrating melanomas.
And so I know there's different types that you had obviously kind of just mentioned, but how are these skin cancer types different?
So these skin cancers are different in that they are derived or they grow from different parts of the cells of the skin. The basal cell carcinoma grows from the basal layer of the skin, which is the bottom layer of the epidermis. So these skin cancers grow from the top down usually, and they can start on the skin and start to invade as and go deeper as they grow larger or as they progress. Squamous cell carcinoma is another keratinocyte type of carcinoma, and it starts from the squamous cells that are located in the epidermis of the skin. The difference with this and melanoma is that melanoma comes from the melanocytes of the skin, which make up the pigment that's in our skin. That's why melanomas usually present as brown to black irregular lesions. There are some melanomas, however, that present as pink lesions, which are much lighter in color. And this does tend to happen in fair-skinned individuals who make lighter skin moles or red moles or have a different genetic makeup that causes them to have light skin, red hair, and light eyes.
Can you talk about the difference among the three most common types of skin cancers?
Sure. When we look at a patient and we ask them to examine their body to take a look for any changing moles or any lesions that are suspicious for skin cancer, we usually go through the different characteristics of these skin cancers. So basal cell and squamous cell carcinomas, these are the keratinocyte types of carcinomas. They can start as scaling patches or flaky rough spots, or they can also start as pearly papules. And those pearly papules are more characteristic of a basal cell carcinoma. They can sometimes think of as pimples almost. People think that they have pimples that are on their skin that are just not going away. A basal cell carcinoma usually can start out as like a red, flaky, scaling patch that can grow, or sometimes they can be these little bumps that happen on the skin and continue to grow. As they grow larger, they can start to bleed, they can start to itch, and these are usually a little warning sign that these lesions are actually types of skin cancers. Melanomas are a little different. Melanomas are pigmented usually, like we were saying, there can be brown or black. Sometimes they can be red, which is called the amelanotic type. And those actually can form from existing moles that you have on your body, but many of them just come up as new spots for the most part that weren't there before. So when we ask people to examine their bodies from head to toe, usually about once a month, we ask them to look at the A, B, C, D, E's. So A is asymmetry, if a lesion is asymmetric or not perfectly symmetrical. B stands for border, if the border is irregular or jagged. C, if there's color change. So if the lesion is turning black from brown or has multiple colors in it, this can be a warning sign as well. D, if the diameter is bigger than a pencil eraser, we say, which is 6 millimeters. And E, which is one of the most important features, stands for evolving, which means it's changing over time. So if you do see a lesion that you noticed there before, but now it starts to change or has any of these other warning signs like bleeding, itching, pain, that should prompt you to see your dermatologist.
Okay. And speaking of seeing your dermatologist, how do you think individuals can be more proactive when it comes to screening for these disease types?
Sure. So we think our patients can be very proactive. So our patients are usually told to screen themselves once a month, especially if they have a lot of moles or if they have a history of skin cancer or even a family history of skin cancer. So usually checking yourself in the mirror or in the shower once a month in a well-lit area is really helpful. We also say, you know, on your birthday, get into your birthday suit. So basically, it's good for you to make an appointment with your dermatologist once a year to get a full body skin check, where the dermatologist will check you head to toe and check you for any irregular moles or any signs of skin cancer.
So, you know, coming up is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So can you go into a little bit and offer some advice on sun protection?
Sure. Sun protection is a great topic to talk about, especially for people who have had a history of skin cancer or who have a family history of skin cancer or who just want to be sun savvy going forward. You know, outdoor activities are wonderful. They're healthy. So we don't want people to be sun phobic or fearful of going outside, but we want them to be sun smart. And when you're going outside, you have to think about what you're being exposed to. So there's mainly two types of UV exposure that can lead to skin damage and skin cancer. That's UVA and UVB rays. UVA is usually related to things like wrinkles, sunspots, dark spots, but we do know that it also contributes to the formation of skin cancer. UVB also contributes to skin cancer, as well as sunburns, and your risk of skin cancer doubles after having just 5 sunburns in your lifetime. So it's really important to protect yourself and prevent yourself from getting the redness associated with excessive sun exposure, especially to prevent yourself from getting a sunburn. So when we talk about sun protection, we're not only talking about sunblock and putting on sunscreen, but we're also talking about just being smart in the sun. And that's basically to wear sun protective clothing like hats, sunglasses, long sleeve sun shirts, and to be savvy and mindful of when you're actually going outdoors, you know, because the sun is the strongest in the early part of the day when people usually do go outside. So it's important to know that you can actually have fun in the sun, but not necessarily be exposed to all the harmful rays. So if you avoid the sun during the peak hours in your area, that's very helpful. If you wear physical sun protective clothing, like we said, hats, sunglasses, sun shirts, that's also extremely helpful. And then of course, we advocate for using sunscreen and sun protection every day. We like to say, dermatologists like to say that using a sunscreen of SPF 30 or above is very helpful, as well as the words should say on the bottle, broad spectrum. So this helps the person to understand that it's protecting against UVA, but also UVB sun exposure. And the physical sunscreens, including zinc and titanium dioxide, are nice and broad spectrum, and they can protect against all those rays. You do want to put a coat on your skin that's good enough to cover all the exposed areas and allow that to dry before going out and playing sports or getting sweaty. So we want to make sure that not only are people using the right sun protection, but they're using it correctly. When we're talking about how to properly use sunscreen, We usually say about 1 ounce of sunscreen is the amount needed to cover the exposed areas of the body. That's usually fitting into a shot glass amount of sunscreen. And then you would want to reapply every 2 hours, even on cloudy days, or definitely after swimming or sweating. We also like to tell people, you know, just so they know, that a fair-skinned person only has an SPF of about 2 to 4 when they think about it. Their skin doesn't give them a lot of protection. Natural melanin can give you a little bit more protection, up to about an SPF of 15. So even those people that have darker skin types can still burn, and they can still get red when exposed to excessive amounts of UVA and UVB. So we really want to prevent people from getting pink or red in the sun, and that should be their warning factor or warning sign that they're getting too much sun exposure and they need to either use more sun protection and or more sunscreen. So just good to know.
So what is the best way, do you think, for patients with skin cancer to learn more about their disease so then that way they can become their own best advocate?
Sure. So there's a lot of resources online that patients can actually go to. So the American Academy of Dermatology has a great patient-facing website that patients can learn more about the different types of skin cancers, as well as how to inspect their body. Similarly, the American Society for Dermatologic Surgery also has a great resources where people can go on and they can look at the different types of skin cancers and also get more information about full body skin checks or finding a dermatologist or dermatologic surgeon in their area as well.
And so just to collectively bring it all together, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for an individual who is facing a diagnosis or has recently been diagnosed with skin cancer?
One of the best pieces of advice I can give to patients who have been diagnosed with skin cancer is to find a board-certified dermatologist that treats skin cancer regularly and can help guide them on the best appropriate treatment out there for them, depending on the stage of their skin cancer, the type of their skin cancer, and where it's located. There are many great treatment options for skin cancer, and your dermatologist has accessibility to all of these. So it's important that you hook up with a dermatologist, not just for the treatment of your skin cancer, but also for the prevention and for good protection and good screening going forward.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.